Thursday, January 1st. Solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God, and the octave day of the Nativity of the Lord. First reading from Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 through 27. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, and tell them, 'This is how you shall bless the Israelites.' Say to them, 'The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace.' So shall they invoke my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them." Haydock Commentary. It is important here to note that God authorizes us to use a determinate form of blessing and grants the effect when his minister pronounces it, if no obstacle be put by the party. A second reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Brothers and sisters, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to ransom those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. As proof that you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, "Abba, Father." So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then also an heir through God. Haydock Commentary. The fullness of time, that is, the time decreed by divine providence. God sent his Son made of a woman, who took a true human body of his virgin mother, under the law, as he was man, because he was pleased to make himself so. Crying Abba, that is, Father. Christ taught us in prayer to call God our Father, he having made us his adoptive sons by his grace, and heirs of heaven. The Gospel from Luke chapter 2, verses 16 through 21. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph, and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Haydock Commentary. The shepherds saw with the eyes of their body, but with their internal eyes they discovered other wonders, namely that he who lay there in such great poverty was their Messiah, their great King, and the Son of God. Mary kept all these things and compared what was accomplished in her concerning the Lord with what had been written of him by the prophets. So says Venerable Bede. Many reasons may be alleged why our Savior submitted to the painful and humbling knife of circumcision. First, to manifest to the whole world the reality of his human nature and the difference between his divinity and humanity. Second, to show he approved of circumcision which he had instituted. Third, to prove that he was of the seed of Abraham. Fourth, to teach us humility and obedience by observing a law to which he was not bound. Fifth, that by receiving the burden of the law, he might free those that were under the law. And lastly, that the Jews might have no excuse for rejecting him because he was uncircumcised. So say St. Epiphanius and Nicholas of Lyra.